This is 91.9 KVCR. I'm David Fleming. Coming soon to Upland, it's Legends of Doo-Wop and R&B Live in Concert. The show includes Mary Wilson of the Supremes, Harold Winley's Clovers, Eddie Holman, and the Original Times. I spoke with Caesar Berry of the Times. We spoke of their many hits. Somewhere, a song based off of a Mozart sonata. So Much in Love, of course. But that didn't happen until they recruited a new lead singer, adding a fifth member to the group. You were tenor or second tenor, so who did what for the rest of the lineup? Can you lay it out for me?
Well, I'm still first tenor. Norman Burnett was baritone at the time, but he moved up to second tenor because after everybody passed away, because George Hilliard was the second tenor. And then Donald Banks was the bass, and of course, George Williams was the lead singer.
Right. Then with George, this is now a few years after George joined the group. We finally got So Much in Love, and this is a song that stays with us today. There are people that still do this, and certainly your biggest. Was this the first recorded and released as well?
With that, we were very lucky, because George wrote the song. George came into a rehearsal one night, and he said, "Hey, man, I got a song." I said, "Well, let's hear it." He sang it, and I said, you know, at the time it was called As We Stroll Along.
Right.
You know, and when it happened, we were entered the Tip Top Talent Hunt. They had the Tip Top Red. How that worked, we would audition. All the groups in Philly, they auditioned on the radio. And in order to get your group ahead, you would have to buy a loaf of Tip Top Bread and put the name on the label. That's weird, because put the name on the label and send it in. And that's how the vote was calculated. What had happened, we met a gentleman named Leroy Lovett, who was a musical director for the talent contest. And he said, "Hey, man, you guys sound pretty good." He said, "I'm going to send you to a guy, Cameo Parkway," whose name was Billy Jackson. And Billy Jackson used to be a member of the Rebels. He was the head of the A&R department at Cameo Parkway. We went down and we auditioned about 10 songs a cappella. And we left. And when it happened, we had about 2 or 3 weeks of what went down. I said, "Well, let me give him a call to see what's happening." So I called up down there, and Billy answered the phone in the A&R department. And he said, "Hey, man, I'm so glad you called, because we lost your phone number and we want to record you guys right quick." I said, "Whoa." You know? I said, "Well, what song are you going to record?" He said, "That song, what's that song?" As we scroll along, he said, "We're going to make some changes." I said, "Okay." You know, and him and George Strait just put the hook together, and they changed the name of the song to So Much in Love.
Oh, my goodness.
And when it happened, we did it with full orchestration, you know, a cha-cha beat, a jazz beat, a ballad, nice ballad. So the head of the company, Bernie Lowe, he said, "Man, you guys' harmony is so good." And all that was in the record was a drummer with the brushes,
right,
a bass player, and myself. I did the finger snaps.
The finger snaps,
on the record.
Okay.
Right. Then there, Marlene Davis, who was with the Orlines at the time before she passed, she's the one that did the high tenor, and the girl female singer in the group, she overdubbed the high vocals on the song.
Really becomes apparent, especially toward the end of the song there.
Right. Mm-hmm. But the song So Much in Love, Lee Andrews and the Hearts were big at the time. And before the record was released, Cameo Parkway executives wanted to give it to him. And Lee Andrews, I mean, they offered him almost like $10,000 for the song. And so we said, "No, if we can't do it, nobody does it." That's the way we felt about it.
That's Caesar Berry of the Times. It's the Times, along with Harold Winley's Clovers, Eddie Holman, and Mary Wilson of the Supremes, all together December 10th in Upland. Information at affordablemusicproductions.com. Hear more from Caesar Berry on the next KBC Arts, tonight at 7 and Sunday night at 6. I'm David Fleming, 91.9 KVCR.